This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. The Donald Trump phenomenon is quite surprising. It's quite unusual. Many don't know what to do with the situation that no matter what Donald Trump is saying, his polls are rising, his popularity is rising. Every other candidate for the presidency, if he had made statements he has made, would have been gone. But he is still there, and not only is he there, but he is definitely becoming more and more popular, no matter what he says. I believe that Donald Trump has hit a nerve. He has struck a nerve because people in the United States of America are fed up with quote-unquote political correctness, with quote-unquote politicians who are tiptoeing around issues without really making a clear stance on things. And here's something Donald Trump is doing. I mean, he is speaking his mind, whether you like it or not, whether you agree with him or not. He is saying what is on his mind. And his speeches are not scripted. Whatever comes out of his mouth is what he is thinking of at the moment. And that's something the American people like. Now, are we saying that Donald Trump is going all the way? Are we saying that he is going to be the candidate for the GOP? Are we saying that he is going to be the next American president? No, we are not saying that. But what we are saying is, watch him. Because something unusual is happening. And if it's not somebody like Donald Trump, it's somebody who might be following his lead. And some of the Republican candidates are already following his lead and becoming a little bit more bold in their statements. When it comes to Hillary Clinton, her approval rating is going down consistently. And as Bill O'Reilly recently said, you know, if there's going to be one more scandal, then she is going to be gone. Now, again, we don't know that for sure because he said the same thing about Donald Trump. I mean, he, first of all, spoke about Mexican immigrants. Now, the context was very clear. He spoke about illegal immigrants who are being sent by the Mexican government into this country because they don't want to take care of them. And these are the ones who commit crimes. These are the ones who are committing murders and drug-related crimes. And he was absolutely correct in that regard. But of course, he was accused and maligned by people about this. And he spoke about John McCain. And all he was saying is that he likes somebody who is not going to be arrested and kept as a prisoner of war. And of course, that was a terrible thing for him to say. And people accused him from the left and the right. And of course, the most recent development had to do with the debate and how the Fox News commentators really, and moderators really, tried to put him in, really tried to put him on the spot. And, you know, of course, they asked the question from the very beginning, is anybody here who is not going to pledge his unconditional support for the GOP? And they knew that Trump would have to answer this, and it was geared towards him. And of course, he had to answer it in the way he did. And so a big scandal ensued. And of course, it was going back and forth with Megyn Kelly and Mr. Trump. And there were comments made on Twitter and in newscasts and in interviews. And it looked like at that time, most Republican candidates were saying, oh, the time for Trump is over. Well, the funny thing is, it wasn't over. Let me read to you something which I found extremely interesting, which was published by the German mass tabloid Bild Online. And they wrote that Fox chief Rupert Murdoch tried to prevent his network, Fox News, and his papers, including the Wall Street Journal and the New York Post, from reporting positively about Trump even before this debate. But Murdoch's top journalist, Fox's chairman of the board, Roger Ailes, disagreed and saw to it that positive reports would continue to be published about Trump. The paper added that it became obvious that during the debate, the moderators followed Murdoch's lead. However, the paper also wrote that during the debate, Trump looked like the winner, but nobody so far has won a Republican pre-election while being opposed by Fox News. Still, the paper concluded, but with Trump, much develops differently anyhow. Subsequent to that, the scenario changed again, because now Fox News is no longer opposed to Trump. They have begun again reporting about him quite positively. How did it happen? Newsmax wrote on August 10 that Fox News chief Roger Ailes, the same guy who stood up to Murdoch before, appears to have stepped in to smooth things over by calling Trump, inviting him to appear again on Fox News, to which Trump agreed, and allegedly promising him that he would be treated fairly by Fox News. And boy, was he treated quote-unquote fairly. I mean, there was a two-part interview by Hannity, and I watched it, and to say the very least, Hannity was extremely accommodating to Trump. I think he was catering to him. And so, again, Fox has lost, and Trump has won in that battle. And so Pat Buchanan said today and wrote an article saying that he is going to go all the way, and he is going to get, most certainly, to the point where the GOP may have no choice but to give Trump the ticket. They would probably do it grudgingly. They are not going to do it with great enthusiasm. But what can they do if Trump is surging in the polls as he is with a 10% or more lead towards other candidates? Something very interesting, my friends, is happening. Now, let me just say this. We are not here to promote Trump or any political candidate. That is not our purpose. We are not involved in politics. In fact, we are not even voting in governmental elections, and I will tell you why in a moment. But we are reporting the news. We are reporting objectively what is going to happen in the light of biblical prophecy. Another interesting aspect should be pointed out. JTA, a Jewish paper, wrote on August 7, among the expensive field of Republican presidential candidates on display, Donald Trump may be the most closely connected to the Jewish people. Trump is from New York, works in professions saturated with Jews, and long has been a vocal supporter of Israel. His daughter and two grandchildren are Jewish, and the executive vice president of his organization is Jewish, which means many Jews obviously will support him. Now, some have said that this would perhaps then make America great again if Trump or somebody like Trump would be the next president. And that would then mean that biblical prophecy, which is talking about a coming war between the United States of America and Europe, and that war America is going to lose, that these will still be perhaps more delayed. Well, I would say that just the opposite is true. We got to understand that the Bible makes it very clear that a war is going to happen, a nuclear war is going to happen between the United States of America and a United States of Europe under German leadership. That is very clear. And if you have any doubts about this, I ask you to read our free booklets on the subject. Now, when you have a weak and indecisive, apologetic American leadership, as we have it now, nobody would feel compelled to actually try to start a war with America. America would be a laughing stock, would continue to be a laughing stock. Nobody would take it seriously. But if you had an America under a very powerful leader who is determined to make America great again by renegotiating treaties, let's say with China, with Mexico, with Japan, with other nations, they are not going to like it. If they lose a lot of money in the process, they are not going to like it. Now, Trump has already said, for example, that he wouldn't get involved in any situation over there in Europe pertaining to the Ukraine because that's something Europe should be doing. And, of course, Europe doesn't like that because they want America to do it. And so, picture this. If you had a very strong, powerful leader who is going to make America great again, but in the process antagonizing the rest of the world, then what would the reaction of the world be? That is something to keep in mind. Now, we are not saying that Trump is going to be the one who is going to make America great again. We don't know whether he could even do it based on the things he is saying, and some of the things he is saying seem to be quite convoluted and contradictory. But the funny thing is most people don't even listen to what he is saying. They look at his personality. And as I said, he is somebody who is speaking his mind, and that's what the people like. So it's very interesting, even though it's very early in the game still, to watch the developments and to see whether Trump is going to be surging more and more in the polls, and if so, whether he is going to become the next candidate for the Republican Party, and if so, is he going to be able to win and become the next president. Now, it's going to be interesting to speculate about these things. We are not saying what exactly is going to happen, but we are saying that God is heavily involved here. I believe this very strongly. And that he is working things out in the way he wants it to be done. And frankly, your vote will make no difference whether you vote for this candidate or that candidate. It is absolutely immaterial and irrelevant, because God is working these things out the way he wants them to be worked out, in accordance with his plan, in accordance with biblical prophecy. We got to understand this. We got to understand that God is bringing about events which will ultimately lead to the great tribulation, followed by the day of the Lord, followed by the return of Jesus Christ. There is going to be a great tribulation on the United States of America because of the sins we are committing as a country. Do I have to really become specific talking about same-sex marriages and all this nonsense which is going on, gender neutrality and what you all hear? I mean, it should be obvious how far away from God and his standards we as a country have gotten. So please keep watching what is happening, because it's very, very interesting and very important. And again, you have to ask yourself the question, what am I doing about it? Am I developing a relationship with God which is close, which is very intimate, so that God will have mercy on me when these things are going to happen? Because God does promise protection, individual protection. If we are close to him, if we look to him as our Savior, as the one who helps us, as the one who is giving us instructions as to how to live, and we are following those instructions, then yes, you can be protected. But you need to know what to do and how to live. And so keep watching our programs and read our literature. And there's a lot of literature we have free of charge to offer to you. Go to our website, eternalgod.org, and all the booklets are listed there. And ask for free copies. And get yourself involved in what the Bible, in what God has to say. So thank you very much for listening, and this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.